Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, we're all in this together.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
You're supposed to give me 5 seconds of silence. What was that crinkle?
Oh, I was moving a bag of chips out of the way. Great. Well, it's not really a bag. It was a bag of poppables that I had forgotten to move after my dinner of reheated pizza. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you're painting a picture.
Of a sad...
You're painting a real word picture.
I had a handful of poppables to go with my pizza, so there we go.
All right, scheduling note, kids. I know we promised you more Christmas tales this week.
That was the weakest open in the history of the show, by the way. It's just such a sad... People listening for the first time are like, wow, my life has got to be far better than this asshole's.
But it turns out Marvel decided to give us all a Christmas present and announce everything imaginable.
I know. There was a huge dump.
Yeah, oh my God. The biggest dump ever. Warner Brothers is like, HBO Max is going to have 17 movies. They're like, 17 movies? We have 10 Star Wars things we're announcing. Literally 10.
There's a lot of Star Wars things announced.
And a lot of Marvel. So instead, that's so big, we're just going to do that this week. And since this happened a few days ago, it's not going to be like just running down a list of like, and then there's this, and then there's this. You can find that. You've probably already found it. It's going to be more just opinion-based things that you're looking forward to. Maybe answer some questions, some burning questions you might have about them. And kind of skip a Christmas story this week. Christmas is the gift of Disney Plus, I guess.
Isn't next week the final week of the show for the year?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, just checking.
Might be 2 weeks. We got to figure that out, too. I have a plan.
All right.
But since we just have... Oh, you know what else I learned this week?
What else did you learn this week?
This might be a surprise to you, but every movie ever came out this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Had to get real picky with that segment.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it just kept on going and going and going. Like, my God. But that all being said, so we got a hell of a show for you. It's packed to the gills. What does that mean? Are you stuffing a fish?
It might be like...
Shark ate too much? Came up the Gulf Stream?
Yeah, it's stuffed...
I'm not looking this up.
Stuffed to the gills refers to things being full. Often a description of how fish are often prepared before cooking. They're sliced and filled with herbs, spices, and other tidbits.
All right, there we go.
I don't know what other tidbits would be. What else are you putting in your fish?
More fish.
Okay.
It's like a turducken, but it's a fish.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
All right, so let's go from there and just dive into all of this news.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Before we get into the real news, let's deal with some casting rumors.
Ooh, okay.
There's a tepid one and a good one, so let's start with the good one.
All right, I like good.
I mean, with all of the rumors around who's going to be in Spider-Man 3, now there's like stuff floating around like, well, maybe Kirsten Dunst is reportedly back. Take that one as pure rumor right now. There's nothing solid in there. But Tobey Maguire was seen going to a location that does costume fittings.
Really?
Last week. So he hasn't been officially confirmed, but internet sleuthing seems to think that that's what that is. But really, the rumor we're here to talk about is now that 2 years have passed in the moratorium that Marvel had to follow through with, supposedly Daredevil's going to be in this bad boy too.
Wow.
Another character. Hey, now that he's been outed, he needs a lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Sure, why not? 3 Spider-Men, probably 6 villains, a number of girlfriends, 1 angry newspaper man, and a blind lawyer. Everyone's getting 3 minutes of screen time.
Wow. There's a lot of people and not enough screen to go around.
I mean, that was just one that people latched onto. After the Netflix shows ended, there was a 2-year moratorium that Marvel couldn't use those characters. And Daredevil's is up. It's passed. And then people were like, what about the other characters? I'm like, yeah, you're probably not going to see them. But Daredevil's a maybe. But then that also, I know you didn't watch the show, but Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin was amazing. If you got him in Spider-Man as well, I mean.
Well, he's just a good actor.
He is. He seems insane.
Well, I mean, ever since Gunnery Sergeant Hartman belittled him for ever and ever.
He doesn't look that much different than he did back then. That movie isn't new.
Also, remember, have you ever seen the movie The Cell?
No.
With Jennifer Lopez?
Definitely not.
Oh, so he plays the murderer in that, and it's very, very creepy.
Like, is that based off a Stephen King book?
No, it wasn't. It was based off somebody's bad trip on psychedelics, I think.
So it could have been a Stephen King book.
No. I mean, no. It's just, it's really, really weird. It's a big time mind messer. It's a mind F.
Whatever. Everyone loves Charlie Cox's Daredevil. So yeah, throw him in. Get him in these movies. I'm all for it. And then the more tepid casting news was supposedly Jamie Alexander, who played Lady Sif in the first two Thor movies, might also be back for Thor 4.
Ah.
Because everyone else died. They killed all those other characters unceremoniously.
The Warriors 3.
Yeah, I do like subverting the expectations. And boy, they were just like, remember these guys? Yeah, they're dead. But she had a scheduling conflict, so she couldn't do the movie. So she lives to fight another day, apparently. Why not? She's fine.
Yeah, she's the Lady Sif.
She didn't have a ton to do in those movies, but she's not bad.
Well, I mean, she has more to do now than the other people did.
Yeah, now she's carrying the load for 4 characters instead of 1, because everyone else is dead. And maybe she'll become, the other thing that was floating around the internet, is people want her to become the second queen of Asgard, now that Valkyrie's running things.
Ah, yes.
We'll see. Could be. I don't know. But then let's dive into the meat. All the real meat. Again, we're not going to go through everything. And if there was stuff that were like rumors that got confirmed during this, it's not worth being like, aha, that thing that we were told was probably happening is happening.
That's fair. There's just so much to chew on.
Marvel had a stockholders meeting this week. It was like a 20-minute video that they put out. And apparently the stockholders also got to see some extra stuff that the public didn't. And they laid everything out there. I should say it was just 20 minutes for Marvel, and then there was also more stuff. So much stuff we're literally going to do Marvel and Star Wars.
Because really, who cares about anything else?
We're not going to do like that Chris Evans Toy Story movie. We're just moving forward.
I like it.
I thought you were going to be like, what Chris Evans Toy Story movie?
No, I'm ignoring it so we can move forward.
You know what? Of all the stuff you saw, trailers-wise, Dealer's Choice, what made you the most excited?
Oh, well, some of it was more like, wasn't really like a trailer. It was like a sneak peek, behind the scenes, kind of like, you know, the Rogue Squadron one wasn't really a trailer for anything. Loki was.
Let's keep it in Marvel right now. We'll just go with next.
Marvel. Loki was kind of interesting.
That one, it's given, I don't know. There's some stuff in there that looks interesting, but I know the least about that one from what they're giving us.
Yeah. What If? Kind of, I noticed right away. I was like, wait a minute.
That was your Dealer's Choice. We're talking Loki now.
Well, I was kind of talking my feelings out. Fine, Loki.
Yeah, I don't know what the plot of this one is. It's Kevin Feige referred to it as a crime thriller, and Loki doesn't really know what's going on, but I don't really know what's going on either.
Luke Wilson's in it.
Yeah, old Luke Wilson. I like his mustache.
Yes.
Not the only mustache talk tonight, because I forgot about the Mandalorian. We'll have to swing back around to that.
You forgot about the Mando Minute.
I did. I didn't write it down. Usually I write it down as a reminder.
The Mando mustache? Spoilers.
Why did he have a mustache?
Hard to shave under that helmet.
Yeah, that's the one spot he can't reach.
Can we also talk about that? Like, let's just do the Mando Minute now, because now I want to talk about it.
Fine.
Screw your format.
All right, fine. I'm playing a different theme then. I'm going to have to put this in the notes. All right. Yeah, if you want to jump around, time codes are listed down below. Moving on to the Mando Minute.
I'm moving back to the Mando Minute, we should say.
Mando!
Minute.
The show's off the rails.
It's fine. It's near the end of the year. It's going to snow. It's 2020.
What are we doing here? It's the Mando Minute, where we talk about the Mandalorian for a minute, but it's always more than a minute.
Certainly, I hijacked the show pretty much from the start.
All right. Mando, what the hell?
I thought it was a very exciting episode, to be honest.
Bill
Burr delivers again. Bill Burr's awesome.
Who knew? I mean, I've seen him in stuff, and he's been fine. But this is the first time I've seen him like bring out the chops.
Oh, yeah. It was also, by the way, the most telegraphed thing that the Mandalorian, you know, that Din Djarin was taking his hat off. His helmet. You knew it was coming off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if all the people in all the world and everything, like, who can pull off really good PTSD? Bill Burr.
Oh my gosh, it was fantastic.
Would not have been my first choice, but hey, what do I know? He was great.
It was fantastic. I thought it was kind of it's an interesting setup for the season finale, I guess it's the season finale. They're calling them chapters, but they're not really.
Yeah next week.
Yeah. So, like, or that's going to be great, is it not? Like, but I also feel like you had it kind of nailed you may have hit the nail on the head. I think we're going to get the Empire ending here. Why Everything not? Is going to go to hell in a handbasket here.
Yeah, the kid won't be reclaimed or any of that stuff. I bet we're going to get the no, wait until next season ending.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said. I mean, Star Wars is sometimes too talky of a series. Sometimes it's too fighty of a series. It really fluctuates. It doesn't know how to find a balance always.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really care about your Senate hearings.
No.
But then sometimes you have Rogue One, which is just half that movie's a fight. Not saying it's not an entertaining fight, but these movies sometimes they're too talky and sometimes they're too shooty. But this was one of, like, the most engaging things Star Wars has ever done, was just Bill Burr talking to one asshole.
Oh, yeah, about...
Just sitting, like, at a table, just talking.
And how ruthless the Empire was during, like, everything.
It's something we've never seen before, is, like, we got the hero shots, but for the Empire.
That's true.
When the truck gets through, and, like, everyone's cheering, and the music flares up, and, they treat it like the TIE fighters are here. It's like the Eagles from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, they're here.
Also, that's one of the better fight sequences we've had in a while.
The truck, yeah. I mean, you knew they weren't going to blow up, but I did like them building that tension. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, Dijon Mustard takes off his hat for the first time.
Well, no, he took his helmet came off in the first series, first season, too.
He didn't take it off. It got taken off.
That's true.
This is the first time he's taken it off. And, yeah, Pedro Pascal has a mustache for some reason. Why? Why does he have that? Really, like, just, I got hung up on that. Like, he doesn't take, why? I mean, if he never takes it off, it's like shave all the way or just have a beard. But a mustache is so specific.
It is.
It's so intentional.
Scraggly mustache at that.
Is he shooting something else right now where he has to have a mustache? We've run into this problem before. Like, why a mustache?
I don't know.
Who are you doing that for? Are you doing it for yourself? You're not doing it for others. And I also guess this makes it the first episode without Grogu in it.
That's true.
I'm sure he'll show up in the next one.
He has to.
I'd imagine. I bet.
How about the very end, though, when Mando goes all, like, taken on it on...
Well, they let Bill Burr go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about it for a second. Yeah, and he repeats the line that Moff Gideon says. He means more to me than you could ever know. Yeah, you're right. It is a very taken kind of scene. Liam Neeson, also in Star Wars. I mean, the only down... I mean, it could be a misdirect, but Giancarlo has already said that his character is going to get a lot more screen time in Season 3, so I don't think he's going to kick the bucket in the next one.
No. No, he's not.
Plus, I mean, keep Giancarlo around. He's fucking great.
He's fantastic.
He's so scary. He does scary well. But there we go. Is that it? Is that the Mando Minute, mostly talking about a mustache?
Yes, that's all I had.
Okay, there we go. All right, back to the news. Loki. We're talking about Loki. I don't know who the villain is in this. We see him, it looks like, jumping around realities, too, because we get, like, New York blown up in the background where we can see, like, a destroyed Avengers Tower.
Yes.
And he does mention Heimdall by name. Are we actually going to get Idris Elba used for more than 30 seconds?
That would be awesome.
I don't know. I mean,
he's like, brother, Heimdall, I hope you're ready for this.
Yeah, we don't know who's actually in this movie that we know for familiar characters, which, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Owen Wilson, because it just looks like he's doing, like, middle management at the Time Variance Authority.
Oh, so that's what the TVA is?
Yeah.
They're
space cops. Or they're time cops. Sorry. Mixed up my cops. They're just like, hey, stop messing with time. I have no idea who his character is. They're also not a thing that shows up a lot, so my knowledge of them is minimal at best.
So do you wonder, maybe, with, like, the TVA and the variance of time, he ends up somehow with the Space Stone back in the prime timeline? And the TVA is like, you don't belong in this timeline.
Maybe. I'm not going to claim this is my own. Certainly didn't know this. There's a lot of speculation that Loki is going to be D.B. Cooper in this.
Really? Interesting.
Do you know who D.B. Cooper is?
He took some money.
Yes, he did.
Because I saw the bag of money that he had in his hand.
for those who don't know, D.B. Cooper famously boarded a plane, demanded people give him money at gunpoint, and then jumped out of the plane and was never seen or heard from again, and no one was able to find anything.
Wow. Well,
which is what we see with him, because like, the costume is exactly the same as what the guy was wearing. And then with him getting picked up by the Bifrost, that could, you know, in this world, explain D.B. Cooper.
There you go.
That's not mine. I'm not going to even pretend for half a second that it was. But, you know, sounds like a funny idea of just Loki showing up. The whole vote Loki thing, that's a costume right out of 2016, because that's when the last election was, when there was a vote Loki special issue.
Do you know D.B. Cooper is mentioned in the Kid Rock song Ba Wit Da Ba?
No, because I don't understand any of the words in that song. He's mumbling made up words.
He's also in a New York hip hop artist MF Doom's single Ho Cakes from the album Food.
Okay.
There you go.
So you just mentioned something that I already know I hate and something that it sounds like I would hate.
Yes.
Great. What if?
That looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I like the animation style. It reminded me a lot of Wind Waker on the GameCube.
Okay.
That cel-shaded animation kind of style.
I did notice, like, in the credit, the opening title, the opening whatever, I was like, is that a watcher? Are those the eyes of a watcher? Guess who was right? Yeah, I feel smart.
Yeah, the way the What If series works is Uatu pops in. He's like, hey, I'm here. I'm Uatu. I'm your narrator. What if this happened? And then we'll do a whole story, and it usually ends with a bunch of characters get killed unceremoniously because you can't really kill them in the main timeline, and they usually lose a lot, and the Earth blows up a lot.
Oh, that's
like
not
half
good.
Of the What If issues. And sometimes it's like, what if Conan the Barbarian came to today and he had a gun? That's one of them.
Wow. Conan, what is best? Wheel? Where's the wheel? Direct me to the nearest pushing wheel, please. Funny, because Conan the Barbarian did come from the future and got a gun. It's called Terminator.
Well, there's also a Conan 2099 series. Marvel really abused that license back in the day. Yeah, so we saw a couple of them. The big one, obviously, that they were pushing was the Chadwick Boseman final appearance one, where Black Panther becomes Star-Lord. And not all the voice actors are coming back to voice their characters, but a lot of them are, including Chadwick Boseman. Also, we saw Michael Rooker in that same clip coming back to do Yondu. Get Peggy Carter becoming Captain Britain.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's so cost effective to do this with animation versus like, let's get everyone back and try and recreate all this stuff. Like, nope, animation.
Yeah. And the best part about this too, is you can get like original voices and people can do the voices from home studios and way cheaper.
I remember even like Downey's in this. Not that we saw that. What do we get? Zombie Captain America.
Yep.
And that, I mean, we saw stuff with Doctor Strange, but I couldn't tell what they were doing.
Bucky kicking ass.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it's just going to be fun. If it's animated, I wonder how long they're going to be. It's not the only time I'm going to ask, how long is this going to be in this?
That's fair.
It's going to be a half-hour program. I mean, when I think animated, I usually jump to half hour. So that's what my brain tells me versus doing like an hour one. But I don't know. I guess on Disney Plus, it also doesn't matter. You just kind of go until you're done. So I bet you can fluctuate a bit. What was that?
I was trying to look something up on my phone and forgot the volume was on.
Great.
I was trying to see how long these are supposed to be, but I give up now.
I don't think it's been announced.
No.
Speaking of things that we don't know how long they're going to be, not a trailer, but it was announced. There's going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special written and directed by James Gunn that they're going to film at the same time they do Guardians 3.
That's going to be fun.
Sure. Why not? Maybe they can decorate Drax. He'll stand still the whole time.
His nether regions are engorged.
Or I guess they could decorate the tree. That would make more sense. They literally have a tree.
They do. They could. Yes.
But I was, when they announced that, I was like, that was another one where I'm like, how long is this? And no, it's not out there. Well, is it going to be like an hour? Is it going to be just a half hour kind of like funny gag? I have no idea. And it seems so strange and so out there. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm for it.
Would it be funny if they kind of like mimic and follow the Star Wars holiday special?
I would be willing to bet there might be, there's got to be at least one subtle jab in there, would be, yes, my guess. But yeah, I'm sure that's the impetus for this. It's like, let's do a holiday special with our space characters, but let's do it funny and good.
Yes.
Versus doing it with like a porcelain doll, Luke Skywalker, and a Harrison Ford who doesn't want to be there.
Well, Harrison Ford just had been in a car accident before that, I believe, right?
No, Mark Hamill.
Oh, Mark Hamill, sorry. Harrison Ford lands his planes on other people's planes.
Yeah. And Carrie Fisher is as high as a kite.
Yeah, I think they were all doing some serious drugs to be on that. Boba Fett. But
they also announced, with more Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, these are just going to be shorts. Little I Am Groot shorts that are going to be out on Disney Plus. So, you know, probably like 5-10 minute little things. Why not? Sure.
Speaking of people drinking, Vin Diesel.
Does he need to go back anymore? Hasn't he done enough I Am Groots?
You'd think so.
You probably just recycle him at this point.
I wonder, like, do they give him the lines of dialogue, like what Groot is actually saying, and that changes how he inflects it?
That is exactly what they do.
That's kind of cool.
Hit the nail on the head. And then I forget how many different country he, at least for the first one, I don't know if he did it for the second one or the Avengers stuff, but at least for the first one, he re-recorded all the lines, and I think it was like 9 different languages for the international releases, and you only got to learn 3 words.
That's a good point. I am Groot.
I'm just going to mix things in here.
Je m'appelle Groot.
Christian Bale's character has been announced in Thor 4, so we know who the villain's going to be in there. It's going to be Gore the God Butcher. You know Gore. Tell us about Gore.
Gwar?
Oh, no. It's not Gwar.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Gore the God Butcher. Who is he, you may ask?
Who is he? Who's Gore the God Butcher? Is he Butcher Gods?
He does, in fact.
I thought you were just asking a rhetorical question. I didn't know you wanted me to actually ask you.
So, alien creature played by, I guess, Christian Bale. If they go with a comic accurate look, he's going to be under some prosthetics.
Yes.
Which I don't think he's ever done. You know, he's gone through like insane physical transformations, but I don't think he's ever really done makeup work. But Gore is on his planet, and his whole family is killed. He's like, oh man, there are no gods. There can't be any gods because they would never let something this terrible happen. And then he finds out that gods are real, and he's like, fuck this. And he goes and he gets a sword and he kills everyone. He kills a bunch of gods. That's his whole thing.
Well, that's probably why he's the God Butcher.
Yeah. This was in Jason Aaron's run, which just, that run went for like 7 years. And that character was in there for a ton of it. It's one of my favorite Thor runs of all time. And I'm certainly not alone in that. But we seem to be pulling very heavily from Jason Aaron because we're doing the Jane Foster as Thor thing. We're doing Gore the God Butcher. I mean, those are 2 things that were his. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. And what's funny is they already used the sword design. So he's going to have to get a different sword. All the swords that Hela was using to kill people in that last Thor movie, those were based on Gore's sword.
Ah.
So they're going to have to change the sword design a little bit, but that's fine. He's not the impetus behind it, but his kind of war on the gods ends up being what makes Thor unworthy of holding the hammer. So I'm curious to see if that comes into play.
Huh. Interesting.
Which is really, it's kind of, I didn't really like how that went down. Like, Thor became unworthy because Gore's like, gods suck. And then Nick Fury, he's up on the moon and he whispers into Thor's ears. He's like, what if Gore was right? And then Thor becomes unworthy because he loses faith in himself, essentially.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
A-hole.
So Thor, that might be why we need Jane to become Thor. He could become unworthy in this movie. Just a theory. I don't know. No idea how closely they're going to adhere to the books. You never know.
Well, I mean, everything since happens.
Since Taika Waititi's doing it, I'm just going to say, do whatever you want, man. You got a good track record. Screw it. Let's do one more movie thing, and then it's all going to be about Marvel TV shows.
All right.
Director for Fantastic Four was announced, and I am kind of tepid on it, to be honest. Okay. John Watts, the guy who did the last 2 Spider-Man movies.
What? Far From Home and Homecoming?
Yep.
Those were fun.
I like this. I'm really into the second one. The first one I still stand by is just kind of okay.
Michael Keaton really makes the movie, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every scene with Keaton is killer. And I like Tom Holland, but the movie as a whole, it's okay. It's good. I'm not even going to okay is too harsh. It's a good movie. It's just, it's not a great movie. The second Spider-Man movie I like a lot more. So there's a chance, but when they said his name, I was like, okay, sure. I want him to do the best that he can. I'm sure that this will be the best Fantastic Four movie we've ever gotten. Cross that incredibly low bar.
Yes.
But the name just didn't excite me. And there's nothing more about it. There's no year. There's no casting. There's no nothing. It was just, here's a logo. And the guy who did Spider-Man is doing these. Which also means that, in my mind, that would also tell me this is probably going to be the last Spider-Man movie if he's moving on from that franchise, because they seem to like him over there.
That's true, they do. I mean, it's good.
The Spider-Man movie certainly feels like a finale, doesn't it?
At least for like this run of Spider-Man movies. I think Tom Holland as Spider-Man, he's still going to be around, I would think.
I don't know. I think they renegotiated that deal like a year ago or whenever that was. I feel like they only negotiated it for one more movie. At the time, it might have been 2, but it wasn't like a big shift.
No.
I don't know. It's if there's the way they're throwing stuff at that Spider-Man movie, it feels like, you know, just give it everything. Treat it like it's your last go around.
Yeah.
What I mean, I'm excited the Fantastic Four, like they're saying, they've said it twice, but this is the furthest they've gone. And then, you know, maybe the guy will do great as a director. The name didn't, like, it didn't make me go like, yeah, this is it. This is the one. We'll see. I feel like you like those, at least like that first Spider-Man movie more than I do.
Yeah. I like Spider-Man. Sorry.
You know me. You know my constant Spider-Man hate. I'm always demanding pictures of him.
You J. Jonah Jameson wannabe.
And that's why I have a mustache.
Oh, wow.
Instead of Pedro Pascal.
Oh, goodness.
And then a bunch of Marvel TV news. We already did a little bit of it. We also got dates on a lot of the stuff. So we know like WandaVision's coming. Then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, trailer for that.
That looks like it's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, Kevin Feige described it as, that's the only one he did it with. He called it a movie being told over 6 parts.
I think we're going to really be able to see how, why can't I think of Falcon's damn drawing a blank on
Sam Wilson?
Sam Wilson, how he like copes with the shield. Like even that line in the trailer, the shield has a complicated legacy.
So do you want to know about that?
Please do.
So it's going to be a little, saying the shield, it's more like the moniker of Captain America. The way that it worked in the books, I think the series was called Red, White, and Black, I think. But it was revealed that Captain America wasn't the first Captain America. That the United States military did experiments on some black soldiers to make sure that it was safe for Whitey.
Oh, ooh, that is complicated.
Yeah. And there's an unconfirmed African-American actor in the show, and I can't remember the guy's name. I want to say it's like Elijah. I can't remember, but I'm not going to double check either. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Are you?
I mean, I try to be, I go out of my way to be trying to be as factual as I can on this show.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
But yeah, so that seems to be where they're going if there's anyone who's going to have a complicated relationship with that, that's of course going to be Sam.
Yes.
So it seems to be going in that direction. We still haven't gotten a good look at U.S. Agent, who's the guy who's replacing Captain America. He's like Captain America, but he's crazy.
Ah.
Yeah. We just get that shot behind because it looks like the government is going to be stepping in and making their own government-sanctioned Captain America.
Ah. They're like, okay, you're not really Captain America. We're going to get our own Captain America.
Yeah, basically. It's like, it seems to be the route that they're going. But yeah, I thought that line was really interesting, and it kind of... It feels like it's going to give the show more weight than a lot of the stuff. Cause I mean, I'm sure that's still going to be like popcorny fun, but like if you could actually add some context to it, like emotional resonance, that immediately made the show sound more interesting to me.
Yes.
They're just like, hey, remember those two quick scenes those guys had together where they were like, we antagonize each other, but we like the same guy as a buddy. I don't know. That's probably it for that one. We kind of skipped over WandaVision. That had its final trailer, or I assume its final trailer.
Yeah, you would think so.
I think I'm the most excited about this one, at least of the TV stuff that's coming.
Explain.
Because it looks so different from anything we've seen. I mean, that was part of the fun of when we got like Guardians of the Galaxy. That was so different than what we had been kind of set up and established at that point. This one is going to be weird and changing and basically a given that it's going to be Wanda going insane and becoming a villain. And we certainly haven't done that.
No, we haven't done that. I don't know. It'll be very, very interesting.
She looks like good in it. Like I like the different kind of like styles of acting we're getting to see her do. She's kind of just bringing a very unique energy and like trying to match the different like television shows that she's in at the time. So, I don't know. I just think it's going to be a fun, weird showcase and different than what we've seen before. And while we're on that, boy, because everything is branching out. So we see a grown up Monica Rambeau in that, who was the little black girl from Captain Marvel. It was her best friend's daughter.
Okay.
She, in the books, Monica Rambeau becomes Captain Marvel before Carol does. She was a different one, like in the 70s and 80s. Probably more 80s. But Monica Rambeau is going to be in that show. And then she's also going to be in Captain Marvel 2. And the other Captain Marvel 2 news that we got is that Miss Marvel will also be in that movie. And she is getting her own show that's going to be out next year, I think, was the date they said.
Yes, and that was kind of interesting because it was like, again, not like a real like trailer. It was more of like a behind the scenes.
Well, they don't have a lot to show yet.
Yeah.
Because they're filming it right now. This is the one that I'm probably the least interested in, but that's probably just because I'm not a teenage girl.
Probably.
which is fine because, hey, not everything has to be like directly for me. I'm still going to watch it, but it's at least with what they've given us, it's the one that it's like, yeah, sure. I'm glad that it's going to be out there because I know that it's going to be something that means something to other people.
I think like that's the key. And like they highlighted, like it's a Pakistani woman who is the lead actress in it. So that's like breaking down some, you know, some barriers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like what they had for people who seem to be running the show. I don't know what the crew looks like, but the idea of, yeah, opening it up to filmmakers we might not have seen or heard from before. Yeah, do that. It's just the fact that I'm not a teenage girl that makes me, I can't wait for that one. But I have no reason to think it'll be bad, so I'll still be watching every episode. And also, at this point, I'm so deep into this friggin' Marvel world, it's not like I'm going to skip it.
Yeah, you're kind of committed. You're kind of there.
I know. It's like, we've been doing this for over 10 years, and I've seen it all.
But like now we're kind of getting some real like fresh stuff too.
Yeah. Boy, we're getting a lot though. Kind of a scheduling note. I did Spider-Man 3 is coming out before Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So I don't know. So it's this weird thing. So WandaVision is going to affect Doctor Strange, but Spider-Man comes out before Doctor Strange, but Doctor Strange is also in Spider-Man. Marvel's saying you need to watch everything.
Yeah, like focus on us.
Like we're just going to give you one thing at a time. It's going to come out pretty fast, but you got to watch that one thing when it happens. A couple more shows. She-Hulk, the actress who was confirmed and then said, no, I'm not really She-Hulk, was confirmed that, yes, she actually is She-Hulk. Tatiana Maslany also confirmed Mark Ruffalo is going to be in there. And the interesting one, the one I never would have thought of, Tim Roth is coming back as the Abomination.
Really?
Yeah, from the Incredible Hulk movie. Get Tim Roth back.
Good for him.
Why not?
No reason not to.
I remember, I haven't watched them probably since it came out, but I remember him on like the Hulk special features. He's like, oh yeah, I love this movie. I just go and get tea and they have all these big action scenes where like my character is supposedly running around and I'm just off in a cafe. So I like his attitude.
I'm just doing my thing.
Which also, like, does that mean we might get the leader back? Because what's his name? Tim Blake Nelson. We have like the gamma blood is dripping into his head and he's turning into the leader. And then we never follow up on that again because that movie doesn't get a sequel. He wasn't announced in there, but it certainly opens up the door for him. I don't know. I'd like to see that. See a guy with a big head. We're still going. There's still more Marvel announcements. We haven't even got to Star Wars yet.
I know.
Ironheart was announced as a series as kind of, I guess, our new main Iron Man-esque focus. This is a little girl, Riri Williams. I think she's 15. And she basically comes up with the second best armor to Iron Man. And she's very smart. This is kind of her thing. So we just get young teenage girl Iron Man. And she eventually comes up with the name of Ironheart for her character.
We've talked about this many times.
Yeah, because I mean, I think the character came out. Like, it's the character's only a couple years old. The character definitely happened, was created since we started the show. So she's only a few years old. But, I mean, it does also technically open up a door for Downey if he wants to come back. At least initially when the series was going on. I haven't read it in a while, but they had, Robert Downey Jr. They had Tony. He was in a coma at the time, or he was dead. I think it was a coma. And they had him also come be an AI that helped her, just as a hologram. But there's nothing saying that you couldn't just do him as the AI of, like, instead of having Jarvis, you have just Tony.
That'd be kind of cool.
They've already laid that groundwork in the story. And also, I mean, what an easy payday for Downey. Show up, talk at a booth, and then leave.
Yes.
It's an afternoon at best, and you'd probably get a lot of money.
Oh, ton of money.
You don't even have to, like, put on, like, good pants for it. Show up in sweatpants. You can do it. I bet they'll even send the stuff to you. But yeah, so I think there's a possibility. And we also even saw, not a hologram, but a hologram-esque Tony Stark at the end of Endgame.
It's true. We did have that.
So there's... I think the groundwork has been laid for maybe him coming back as a voice. But then, okay, so spinning out of Ironheart, we get Armor Wars, another show. And this one's going to star Don Cheadle.
I like Don Cheadle.
Yeah. I've never read this story, so I'm only going off of what the internet told me. I know it's a famous Iron Man story. Look, a lot of Iron Man books are crap. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
The character was really boring and lacked personality for a lot of years. I can't help you. But Armor Wars was a story of Tony's technology falls into the wrong hands and they need to go get it back. Which I'm sure will also have Riri Williams in there and Don Cheadle as your lead. But I mean, you could also do stuff like get Sam Rockwell back as Justin Hammer.
Oh, I thought he did good with that character. Like, that was a fun character to hate. Like, he sucks.
He popped up there... I can't remember what Blu-ray it's on, but they did a Mandarin follow-up with Ben Kingsley, and he short in there, like a 15-minute thing, and he popped up in that. So he's already come back once. So yeah, why not bring back? I was gonna say bring back Ben Kingsley. I mean, he was good once.
Yeah,
bring back Sam Rockwell. That's what I really want to see. And they already opened up the door in Iron Man 2. They're like, how many years until like other countries get this technology?
Yeah, Hammer Industries sometime next decade.
It's been a decade.
That's a good point.
And then I think this is the last show.
My gosh.
I know. This is why like Marvel just like dumped it all out there. Like, look at this. Also, Moon Knight's coming. They didn't say word one about Moon Knight.
They're like, hey, it's near the holidays. We're going to help you by getting a lot of people that want to invest money in Marvel by saying, look at all the cool stuff coming down the line.
There's so much Marvel stuff out there that they announced today that this is even a separate thing. Next month on Disney Plus, they're going to have a show that kind of reminds you who all these characters are called like Marvel Legends.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was very interesting, so that's all I'm going to say on it. But then we have confirmation of what the Nick Fury show is going to be that we found out about a couple months ago.
Does it star David Hasselhoff?
No. And he already popped up in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so you can't use him again.
That's a good point.
So the Sam Jackson show is going to be Secret Invasion.
Isn't that a terrible storyline that people hated?
I didn't love it. I don't know how other people feel about it. That was in a period when Marvel was doing like nothing but just like event. Not that they're much better now, but it was just like event. Buy all these books. Buy all the crossovers. It affects every story.
Didn't a bunch of people die and they're like, oh, never mind. There were Skrulls. This didn't really happen.
Yep. That's the whole thing is the Skrulls have been invading Earth. And some of the people that you think aren't Skrulls were really Skrulls, and they've been kidnapped, and some people you thought were dead were really kidnapped by the Skrulls. So it's going to star Samuel L. Jackson and also Ben Mendelsohn coming back as Talos the Skrull. So that'll be their buddy cop movie or their buddy cop show.
Hmm.
And then probably cameos from all these different people of like, are they a Skrull or are they not? You don't know. And there we go. That's all the new stuff Marvel announced. There's other stuff that we already know about like Eternals and Hawkeye and Black Widow, but yeah. We know that crap already. This is a lot.
And we haven't even hit Star Wars yet.
I know. There's a reason that I skipped a Christmas comic this week.
This is Christmas.
It really is. And then Disney's stock like went through the roof like right after all this was announced, like setting record highs. So I think they had a good investors meeting. But my God, we'll have to see how, I mean, clearly I'm in the bag for this stuff, but even I feel like this is a lot. It's basically going to be nonstop once things get back up and running. I mean, they're going to do at least the starting in next, literally in a couple weeks, because we're just going to get a show and then we're going to get a show and then there's going to be a movie and there's going to be another show and then a movie. And it's going to be basically nonstop Marvel for who knows how long. And they keep on pushing it. First, it was like, you know, one movie a year, two movies a year, three movies a year.
And
three movies a year and three TV shows a year. And a holiday special. Jesus Christ. This is a lot. We'll have to see how it all feels, because also simultaneously, Star Wars.
I know. Disney's like, we got money to spend and we're going to make money because we're spending money.
And I'll sneak this little nugget in. There's going to be a Alien TV series on FX that Noah Hawley is doing. He's the guy that did Legion. Whatever. I like it. I'll check it out definitely, because I like two of the Alien movies. Which, to be fair, their description of it was the horror of the first Alien with the bang bang pow of the second Alien. I'm like,
the bang bang pow.
It's not exactly what they said.
Okay.
Basically, the guns of the second one with the haunted house aspect of the first one. I'm like, all right, cool. Those are the parts that I like best about those movies. So great. I'll check it out at least. There we go. Nice short Alien story. Hayden Christensen is returning.
Is he really?
Yeah, as Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan series.
That's kind of cool.
They specifically said Darth Vader.
Very interesting.
I wonder what that means.
Is it going to be like him in a back-to-tank, him just sitting there meditating on Mustafar?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it going to be flashbacks?
That's kind of what my guess is, because I just, that dialogue works so well in New Hope, when he's like, last I saw you, I was but to learn, and now I am the master. It works so well with what we've seen. So I don't know how much, I know it's just one line of dialogue, but how much adding him into like what will be Obi-Wan's present in this would kind of mess with that. So my guess is probably going to be flashback, but I could be wrong, because they also specifically said Vader. And I guess it would also be cool to see Ewan McGregor fight Darth Vader. So
it could be.
What do I know? I don't know. I was kind of, my expectation is we're probably going to get some flashbacks to the Clone Wars, and I bet they'll like put them in their the costumes from the Clone War TV show. That's kind of my first guess, but I could be wrong. Just so people would be like, oh, it's like the thing in the show, in the other show, not the Obi-Wan show.
I mean, they are tying a lot of stuff together to the new shows. Yeah. So,
oh yeah, they are, because there was I said this. We haven't recorded.
You called it.
Ahsoka is getting her own show, backdoor pilot, baby.
You called it. Very That's proud of you.
The Mandalorian. And then all these shows are going to cross over, which will probably end with them fighting Grand Admiral Thrawn, because that seems to be what people are hunting. Because there's also another live action Star Wars show that takes place at the same time. This one they said the least about, called Rangers of the New Republic. Probably doesn't go well for those people.
No.
But we don't even know what that means. Like, does that mean like Cara Dune from The Mandalorian or what? But yeah, so at least, so The Mandalorian, an Ahsoka show, Rangers of the New Republic, all happening at the same timeline that will eventually cross over, plus an Obi-Wan show, plus that Cassian Andor show. A lot of Disney shows coming for Star Wars. Oh, another show coming for Star Wars. They didn't say what it was, whether it's live action and what actor it is, but there's going to be a Lando series.
Oh, you got a Lando series?
My guess is, I mean, probably Donald Glover, right? Like,
yeah, it has to be Donald Glover.
Yeah. And then Rogue Squadron. No idea on the timeline. Also, Taika Waititi's movie. Yeah, we know what's happening. They didn't say much else. But Rogue Squadron is going to be a movie directed by Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins.
I'm all about it. I'm okay with it.
I liked her little intro video, just because I didn't know that stuff about her. She comes in rollerblading, and my first thought is, I haven't rollerbladed in forever.
I know. I liked I'm more of a rollerblader than a quad skater. I didn't like quad roller skates. I liked rollerblades better.
Because you were a sick 90s dude.
Damn right.
Radical.
Far out. Whoa.
But yeah, apparently her dad was a fighter pilot, and also died in that profession. And she said that she always wanted to do the best fighter pilot movie out there. And it turns out
Guns Star Wars.
Yeah, why not? I have no idea what this is going to be, but I know I enjoy her as a director. And it certainly feels like something that's a little more standalone. Like, I know that there's been like Rogue Squadron, like video games and whatnot, but it kind of feels like it will probably like maybe something closer to like a Rogue One.
Yeah, probably something along that line, like Rogue Squadron. Wasn't there like a video game, Rogue Squadron?
Yes, I literally just said that.
Oh, I was like, I was blanking because I was thinking. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Forgive me.
Never.
Okay, fine.
I refuse.
That's not very charitable of you this time of year.
My throat's gone dry and I haven't even had any of my drink yet. This week's drink is whiskey.
Oh, good for you. I'm having tea.
I've had tea a lot recently. And now that I've had some whiskey, I'll tell you what I really think about these shows.
Oh, okay, excellent. We're an hour into this spectacle, and we got an hour to go. Let's go. Actually, it's not going to be another hour, but still.
But yeah, I mean, all told, that was kind of the new stuff. Disney literally announced combined shows and movies adding up to 10 new Star Wars projects. Remember when they said, we're all done with Star Wars for a little while? Haha, no.
No, we're going to pump you full of the Star Wars.
The interesting thing that they didn't mention is, remember that Rian Johnson was supposed to be working on his own trilogy?
Yeah, no mention of that.
Zero mention, which probably means that is done. Which, to be fair, if I was Rian Johnson, I'd be like, I'm not doing that shit again. I've been yelled at for like 5 years consistently by assholes.
You've been right.
I like that movie. Overall, I like that movie. It has problems.
Yeah.
But I like that it was at least different. But yeah, I feel like that Rian Johnson trilogy isn't happening.
Yeah, you get the sense that it's like, no, we got enough other stuff.
All right. One last bit of news.
They don't need trilogies. Like, I'm fine with different things.
Yeah, that's true. You could just have a one-off. But yeah, his name was not brought up. And then last bit of news, a little bit of coy news. And I don't know why they just don't come out and say it. A Buffy spinoff show was announced this week, but this one taking place in the 70s. Good reaction.
Help.
No, that was the name of that one episode.
Oh
yeah, they're being really strangely coy about this. Like, the show itself is called Slay, and then the press release that was put out is using very specific language. Like, the first season there would always be this weird pre-show kind of crawl. It was very camp, and I'm glad they got rid of it. But the whole thing ends with like in something alone against the forces of darkness. And this show, the description they sent out in the press release was teenage girl with strange powers who lives near an epicenter of a bunch of evil, blah de blah, must fight the forces of darkness. I'm like, all right, so she lives on a hellmouth and she's definitely a slayer. And the show is called Slay. Like, why are we being coy about this? Is Joss Whedon so like persona non grata right now? They're like, oof. Pay attention to that man, behind the curtain.
We can't even say Buffy around here.
Well, I'm also kind of curious because they say it's going to be a black lead in this who has an afro in the 70s. And the thing is, and they gave the character name, but within that universe, there's already a black slayer with an afro in the 70s. And since they're not flat out coming out and saying like what the show is, and they gave a character name, I feel like that's a fake out.
Has to be, right?
I mean, you could, sure, there could have been two like black slayers in the 70s with afros. Yeah. There's no reason there couldn't have been, but it just feels like they're being so coy about this for some reason.
I mean, I did see your tweet about, like, I'm connecting it now to the tweet, so.
I sent 5 tweets. I was talking to my wife. I'm like, I sent 4. Is 5 too many? She's like, that's probably too many. I'm like, I'm going to send 5 anyway. I was excitable.
You were definitely, you had an opinion. You had a way you felt, and you wanted people to know about it.
Well, it's just because when I read it, I read it, like, twice. I'm like, okay, I'm right. There's no way I'm wrong about what this is.
Right now, you have a pretty good track record of being right on this show tonight, so are you willing to stake that?
Like a vampire. All right. There we go.
All right.
That was a terrible joke. I hate that joke. Leaving it in.
Yes.
I kind of like the idea of them going backwards in time. There was talk a couple of years ago that they were doing a kind of sequel series-esque, but there hasn't been word one on that in a good long while. So I feel like that's another thing that just kind of like quietly died. It also, I wasn't that big on the idea of a sequel series just because the comics were a sequel series for 11 years, and I invested some time into those and some effort.
And you didn't have Buffy back issue bin.
Yeah. So I wasn't really willing to accept something because I imagined they weren't going to pay any attention to those. So I really had limited interest in a full-blown sequel series. But if you go back in time, great, do that. That messes, like, no real chance of messing with the continuity and opens up some interesting doors. So yeah, I don't know. Slay, a series that's coming out that is definitely just a Buffy spinoff. Being very coy, though, for some reason.
But are you in on it? Will you watch it?
Oh, 100%. I'm excited as all hell. I sent 5 tweets.
And they were... But you were like, they were kind of smarmy a little bit.
They were just coming as like as I was like thinking about it. They're just my immediate reactions. It was like it was basically my internal monologue of just like one thing at a time. Like they could be this and they could do this and they could do this. And what about this? I never send 5 tweets on a topic. It's an excitable man.
You never even send 5 tweets in a day normally.
No, but that is actually the end of the news.
Wow. That was a long news.
Well, from the news to this week in movie history.
Superhero landing coming up.
This week in
movie
history.
Strap in.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
You haven't seen this movie, so I just wanted to bring it up again to shame you.
Okay.
1939. You used to be, I don't know if they took it off HBO Max anymore or not. You used to be able to see this on HBO Max, and they took it away because people are like, it's a little racist. But it's kind of a classic movie, 1939.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen from the 1930s you shame me about.
It's Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
There you go. It's in the house. We have it on Blu-ray. If you can't catch it on HBO Max.
I've seen most of it.
Okay.
I haven't like sat through a whole, like, God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again. Like, yeah, and it wasn't like great. I mean, it's got, I don't know, okay, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not great. It's just, I don't know. It is.
In 1965. Oh, one of the first big Christmas specials came out.
65?
Yeah, still played to this day. I'm tepid on it, but I feel like I'm coming back around to enjoying it.
Can't be Rudolph.
No, that was the 50s.
Christmas special?
In the 60s, very low rent animation. Still seen to this day. I think PBS aired it this year.
Oh, so it's not Frosty.
No, it's not Frosty.
Low rent animation?
Yeah. Like, backgrounds aren't their favorite thing, and recycling a lot of that animation over and over again.
I don't know.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
What? That was I thought it was like, that was from like the 70s. Low rent animation?
Yeah.
Man, that's a great, I thought it was in the 70s. Like we were talking about right before we came on, though, I will say, like, okay, I love Charlie Brown Christmas. The song, Snoopy's Christmas, but I think it's like the Royal Airmen or whatever, that song sucks.
In 1978, You Will Believe a Man Can Fly.
Superman.
It is. It is Superman. We talked about it not all that long ago. Great movie. Just worth bringing up again. What's next?
I don't know. You have the list.
Well, it's all over the book. There's so many. In 1988, very popular movie, very yelly, tiny man Tom Cruise teamed up with maybe sexual predator Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Rain Man.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. Do you think it's aged well? I bet the answer is no.
I haven't seen it in a while, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I haven't seen it probably in like 15-ish years, or probably more than that even. I feel like if I went back and revisited, it wouldn't have aged well. That's just my guess. Maybe it has. Maybe it's aged wonderfully. 1989. I can't remember if he won an Oscar for this or not. It's so funny to talk about early because he got into acting so late, but an early Morgan Freeman performance where he chauffeurs. I don't know how else to describe this movie.
Crazy.
I like that movie. I just wanted to bring it up. The movie's charming.
It is.
We watched it a couple months ago with my wife. We were just kind of like, let's watch things that like we might normally not. So we threw that on. I'm like, this movie's charming as all hell. I like that movie. In 1993, Tom Hanks had AIDS.
Philadelphia.
It is Philadelphia. It wasn't much of a guessing game on that one, was it?
Oh, Denzel Washington also in that.
In 1997, I don't know. This one's fine, I guess. One of the Brosnan movies. One of them. The one with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, that's Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, it's okay. It is not the worst one by any stretch of the imagination. Not the best. I like Michelle Yeoh a lot, though. Like, in everything she's in, I just enjoy her. And I'm on a big kick with her right now because she kind of steals the show in Star Trek Discovery. And she's going to be in Shang-Chi. That was announced in part of the Marvel panel.
Very cool.
I gotta listen. Kevin Feige was pronouncing, he wasn't pronouncing it Shang-Chi. He was pronouncing it very differently. So I'll be curious to hear what that sounds like when the movie actually comes out. Had to sneak it in. A Generation's Final Mission.
Oh, this would be, that is Nemesis.
Star Trek Nemesis it is, except then it wasn't because now we have Picard.
True, but like you only had like a couple of, like, it wasn't like the whole crew was there.
We got 4 out of 7.
That's fair.
But yeah, Star Trek Nemesis, overall enjoyable. The movie is a little overproduced, I think is the best way to put that. You can just feel a lot of sticky fingers in there and a lot of, we don't know what to do with like this kind of a budget.
Yeah, like.
And we also need to insert unnecessary action scenes that do nothing.
It's better than Insurrection. I'll give it that.
That's low bar.
I would say it's number 3 of 4. Of the 4 Star Trek Next Generation movies, it's number 3.
I think I like it better than Generations.
Generations. I don't know. I've always liked Generations.
I missed a year. We talked about, oh my God, this has to be the last one. Look, it's Fellowship of the Ring. These movies keep coming up. It's probably the best one. It's my favorite, at least, of those 6 movies.
I'd say probably Fellowship of the Ring, then Return of the King, then Two Towers.
I just like an ensemble, so I like it when they're all together.
And yeah.
Storytelling is easier when they're apart, but boy, I just enjoy an ensemble. And it just feels the most epic before, like, because Return of the King, the CG does get a little wonky, like, Sauron's dead, so all these hundreds of orcs die, this, like, semicircle around us.
Yeah.
Or Two Towers, where they start getting like silly with what Legolas can do. This one feels, for lack of a better term, the most grounded and the most epic in my eyes.
Yes. I think I would agree with that. It set the stage for where things were going. But I mean, a lot of the CG still does kind of hold up. And I don't know. I think that the problem, like with Return of the King, is you just had so many things happening to tie it all back in at the end. You just had a lot to tie in. Also, like, the 10 endings, like, the 10 false endings.
Yeah. I mean, Joker tried to do its best to have more.
It's true, it did.
Fucking Joker.
You brought it up this time, not me.
In 2001, I don't know how to do this as a guessing game, A Beautiful Mind came out with Russell Crowe.
Oh, that's the one where he knows about math and stuff.
The only reason I ever remember this movie exists is because they're like, look at this old-timey, like, 50s house and their shitty Tupperware. And I remember I saw it in the theater with my parents. I just turned, I'm like, that's our Tupperware. We have the 1950s poor people Tupperware.
Wow.
It's the only thing I ever think about with that movie. I wonder if they still have that Tupperware. There's a chance.
Tupperware is forever, man.
Yeah, apparently. That plastic's not going anywhere.
Nope.
In 2004, we all learned to be afraid of stools.
We were afraid of stools in 2004?
Yeah.
Is it an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No, it was Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah.
That was my only hint.
The broken nose in that?
Nothing about boxing. Nothing about like killer performances. No, the stool.
The
afraid of stools.
They're not tied in any way, shape, or form together, though. except for Clint Eastwood.
And then the very last one, because boy, there were a lot of movies and I had to leave a lot out. That's a seminal movie where I just can't quit you.
Jerry Maguire is you had me at hello.
Yep.
I just can't. Oh, Brokeback Mountain.
It is Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know why I associated Jerry Maguire with that.
They are very different movies.
They are. Well, I was just thinking about the
you're just thinking about famous like lines of lovers.
Well, no,
to each other.
Yeah. Did you see the rant that Tom Cruise had on the set of the new Mission Impossible movie?
I literally brought him up as a very yelly tiny man. Yes.
Yes. But like
something about him. I mean, one that went on forever, but two, there's just something about a tiny man screaming that is just inherently funny to me. It's kind of like the Bagel Boss guy. Just when you have someone who's like extra short screaming at the top of their lungs, I just find it funny.
That could be frightening though.
Look out. He's going to run at you. But yeah, no, that was a very long tirade. And yeah, COVID rules, they're important. But boy, that guy thinks a lot of himself and a bit of a control freak, isn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
All of Hollywood is looking to us. To me.
I want
to
fire you and him. His job is on you.
Which I think I might be wrong on this. I think all they were doing is like maybe we're standing too close together.
Could have been, or not wearing a mask or anything.
Yeah. Can't imagine why Katie Holmes wanted to leave that.
Or
Nicole Kidman.
Scientology. Don't forget Scientology.
Oh, I didn't forget. He's a friggin' weirdo.
Yes.
And that's, if the rumors about that place are true, evil organization.
Yes.
I probably shouldn't call them rumors. Yeah, fuck that place. There we go.
The Church of Scientology. Great, there goes half of our listeners.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's it. So, from Santa's big old sack to sacking a quarterback, it's time for Jared Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bear tested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared Sports Report.
We're back. Patriots
back in the sack.
What?
Back in the sack.
No, thank you. So the Patriots lost again, but they still have a path to the playoffs because the Cleveland Browns lost.
I love your terrible sports optimism.
That's all right. Well, it is what it is. I mean, they got three games left, and the NFL's made it this far, and they've just pretty much determined that head down, we're going to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. I'll be damned if we don't. Let's see. What else? Interesting. It is kind of getting to be playoff crunch time. The Patriots need to win all their games and get some help. It's not impossible, but I'd like them to make the playoffs so I have a chance to be right about my hot take at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to make it to the Super Bowl anyway. So
Packers lead the NFC.
Packers are leading the NFC. You've got the Packers, who are one of only two teams that the Buccaneers have beat with a team that has a record above 500. So, I mean, there's that, I suppose. But the Saints are up there. So everything's kind of, the playoff picture is starting to mold into form a little bit in the NFL. That's it really for NFL. The NBA's back, baby.
It is. Boy, is it. Preseason has begun. Following up on some of the last week's stuff, Kyrie Irving is now speaking to the media. That little strike lasted a couple days.
Well, once it hit his wallet.
I bet the NBA called him like, cut the shit or we're going to suspend you.
Yeah, he got fined, I think.
He didn't get fined. It was $25,000.
I wish. Only $25,000.
When you're making Kyrie money, yes, it is only $25,000.
Speaking of money, did you see Giannis sign a max
contract? Yeah. What was that, 288 for 5 years, the biggest contract in NBA history?
Yes.
Future Celtic Giannis hit a roadblock on coming to us.
Yeah, Supermax contract with Milwaukee.
But that's the thing. This is like the first time the Supermax has done what it's supposed to do. The Supermax was designed to keep players in one location, and it hasn't actually done that yet. This is the first time it's actually worked. And he got the biggest payday of anyone, so good for him. He's already like in the top 10 like most paid players of all time.
Yes.
Just on his second contract.
Can we also talk about James Harden looks like terrible?
Yeah. Oh boy, the jokes were flying last night. James Harden, one, that photo was just particularly bad. That was a bad angle and his mouth was hanging open, so it looked like he was mouth breathing. He didn't look that bad like when the actual game was going on, but yeah, there was a very unflattering photo of James Harden, which resulted in James like James Softon, James Larden.
Yes.
People comparing him to Kendrick Perkins and Rick Ross.
He put on his quarantine weight after quarantine.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there. so clearly doesn't want to be there.
No.
But whatever. He is for right now, and who knows how long that will be a thing. Celtics had their first preseason game. Not a ton to say, because it's not worth overreacting to a preseason game.
It's true.
But I will say, with the exception of Tristan Thompson, because he was out, but the three new guys that they brought in, the two rookies and Jeff Teague, all showed really good stuff. I mean, the game itself was sloppy and terrible, but again, it's preseason.
Well, again,
all two games of preseason.
I was gonna say, they play on Christmas Day against the 76ers. No, not the...
It's the Nets.
Nets, my bad.
So, I don't know. I like the look of what all the new people were bringing, so that was a positive. And, of course it happened. Gordon Hayward is out once again with an injury.
Yeah, an avulsion on his finger. Fracture.
He's day-to-day already. He is made of glass.
You know what an avulsion fracture is?
I do not.
It's when the bone gets ripped, like a piece of bone gets ripped out of the bone.
Gross.
It happens like in fingers and near like ligaments and joints.
So doesn't sound like that grows back.
Knees. No, like it can like in the finger, but like very rarely do you need to have surgery. Well, sometimes you have to have surgery for it. But like toes, near your knees, elbows, joints usually involves like the pulling of like bone away from bone because of a tendon.
I mean, playing wise, Gordon Hayward is one of the most unlucky guys in the NBA. Making money wise, he's also one of the luckiest.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, of course Hayward's out again. I mean, I don't want him to be injured, but it was just like, yeah, this is what you get with Gordon Hayward.
Here we are.
Is that sports?
That's sports.
I feel like that was a condensed one.
Well, I mean, at this point it has to be because there's been so many other news things to go on.
But yeah, I mean, season kicks off next week. Because I was watching, we're obviously doing this a day late because you had a scheduling thing.
It's true.
Like, oh, cool. Like, I get to sit down and watch the whole game. And my wife was like, are you excited? I'm like, it's fun. But I mean, I'll actually be excited next week when we get real games. Like, this is just, fun to kind of see what we're looking at.
The axiom is really true. The season doesn't start till after Christmas.
Yeah. Season doesn't start till Christmas. Oh, it starts on Christmas this year.
It does.
But that is it for sports reports. One final segment.
A lot of questions, number one. Damn few answers.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
Make it so.
Oh my, what a marathon show.
And also, let's do a Christmas comic.
Oh, what?
We did trivia last week. Let's do a question.
All right.
Peter Parker's a photographer, Superman's a journalist, and Captain America was even an artist. But what comic book hero or villains do you think have their own podcast?
Oh, who would... Okay, so you know, I feel like Lex Luthor would definitely have his own podcast. He seems like he'd be a podcasty type. Other villains with a podcast?
I don't think he would, though, because I remember this one time he got hired by the government for they were trying to find out how to kill an unkillable thing. His time cost them $1 million for 10 minutes. I don't feel like he could get advertisers to pay his rates, so I don't think he would.
Okay. Well, thank you for shooting that down. Other villains that might be like podcasters. Joker would have an interesting podcast.
He'd be too, but you got to be consistent with your releases. I don't think he's going to be there consistently. The Riddler on the
Riddler,
other
one. Yes, there we go. The Riddler.
He's gonna have a really annoying show.
He just asks
a series of riddles, and then he giggles, and then you can't figure them out, and he just feels superior to you the whole time.
Oh, kind of like this show.
Riddle me this. Who else would have a podcast?
You could have like the Green Thumb with Plant Man.
No one wants a gardening podcast.
I'm
sure there's a million of them and they're all more successful than this.
Yes, probably true.
I feel like there's a lot of people that I was trying to think, because when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, people that would be consistent with it. I feel like Deadpool would do like one episode and then never do it again. Spider-Man would try it and then he'd like get too wrapped up with like life and feel guilty about missing his release schedule.
I thought
he'd stop.
They said villain. I thought the quote. No,
hero or villain.
Oh, hero or villain?
Yeah.
Tony Stark would just love to hear himself talk. Who else would be a good podcaster as a hero or villain?
Oh, you know who would do one and it would be really boring and he would try and rope his friends into doing it? Beast.
Oh, I'd probably be like super nerdy and...
Yeah, I mean, his whole thing for a long time was like also being like when he was on the Avengers, especially of being like a real jokester character. So he'd be like throwing out a bunch of like weird one-liners and dad jokes, all while still having like a really boring science podcast. And it would have an inconsistent tone, but he'd still do it.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else would do it? And they wouldn't even need a podcasting platform and they could like make millions of dollars by just like selling the fact that they can just enter your mind. Charles Xavier. Professor X could just like touch his forehead or hop in Cerebro and like podcast, and everybody would have to listen to it. They would have still no choice.
Is he still doing like ad reads for Squarespace?
Oh, absolutely he is.
Oh, and you can't skip them.
No, you can't. So that's like
you can't hit that fast forward button.
That's perfect. Like if I'm advertising, like that's a selling point. Like advertising my podcast, people can't skip the advertisements. I'm gonna get directly into their brain.
We already know he's good at journaling. I bet Rorschach, if he was alive past the 80s, yeah. Rorschach would just make the saddest, most depressing podcast. That a bunch, it was basically like the Proud Boys would listen to it. That would be his audience. And that answer just made me sad. And I said all that out loud.
Wow. Thanks.
To a weird, dark place.
Thanks. Now I've got to come up with a fun one to like an upper to finish with.
Michelangelo.
Oh, he'd have a great podcast. Like
he want to have an audience, and he can't do video for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Secrecy. There you go. I think that's the real answer.
Hang six with Mikey.
I'll throw in one more villain if I can think of one. Nah, fuck it. I don't care.
I'm trying to think of like a villain that likes to like have soliloquy and like talk a lot right before like, and it distracts them, but I can't think of one.
Dr. Octopus would have a good one.
He would.
He'd just speak to himself in the third person a lot, call himself superior, and call everyone else like peasants and plebes or pawns of like Kyrie Irving.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a good one to end on right there.
There we go. Doc Ock. He'd do it.
All right. Well,
think of the soundboard he could be working.
Oh, yeah.
All those extra hands.
He could be editing it as it was happening.
He doesn't need a producer.
No, he doesn't. He is his own producer.
Well, there we go. That answers that question.
It does.
Another one successfully answered.
Good for us. We're proud of ourselves.
There we go. Next week, we brought it up before, but it's going to be a little bit of a different format. I'm not sure if it's going to be one show or two shows, but we're just going to sit down, have a conversation kind of about 2020, maybe some future stuff for the podcast and a bunch of Christmas stuff. I do have some, I think I have some fun ideas for it. So it'll be a little bit of a different show, but just kind of give us a wind down for the year.
I like it. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, if you enjoy the show, go ahead and help us out. Go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. $1 a month gets you the show the day we record it. Everyone else has to wait a day. So on a week like this, when I have other things going on, well, you had to wait an extra day. And now you know how sad you felt when you had to wait till Wednesday to hear the podcast. If you're a Patreon member, you don't have to wait. See, that's the selling point. I helped you sell the Patreon by doing that.
To be honest, you went on a ways, so I was looking at my phone.
Oh, okay, cool.
I assume you sold it. There we go.
I sold the hell out of it. When you go back and listen, when you edit this, you're like, wow, he really sold the Patreon this week.
When I listen to it at 1.7 times speed.
Yeah, you're gonna slow it down and be like, wow, he is right. I should go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics and give $1 a month to myself.
That's always the greatest compliment I can pay a podcast, if I listen to even a couple of minutes of it on regular speed.
That is a huge compliment.
That's the highest compliment I can give to any show.
Also, you can find Zach on Twitter, where he fires off 5 tweets at a time sometimes, at Editor's Note Comics.
When I discover a secret Buffy spinoff show, you bet your ass I'll be there.
I'm surprised that you don't have your own personal Twitter, like a Zach Twitter, like just not associated. Maybe, I guess that is your Twitter now, isn't it?
I mean, it always was. Yeah. I'm not good enough at social media to maintain 2 Twitter accounts.
That's true. I maintain 3.
You know, it's funny about, I'm such a hypocrite, because earlier in the show, I'm like, I don't really care about watching this teenage girl show, but I'm like, but a teenage girl show about something I'm already interested in? Yeah, gonna watch the shit out of that.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm a hypocrite.
You are, but that's okay. We still love you.
And you're on Twitter, apparently in 3 places.
Yeah, but the only one that matters is that Junior Rich.
All right, there we go. There we go. The year is almost over, kids. Come back next week as we get into the home stretch.
What week are we in? We're in week 49. We're in week 49 of 52.
Yeah. I thought you might have like lockdown. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Whatever.
We're in one of them. I can tell you that.
It's true. Well, next week is Christmas week, so we'd have to record on Tuesday.
Oh, that's why we're not gonna.
What?
That's why we're not gonna.
Oh, we're not going to record on Tuesday?
Yes, I was going to hopefully do it earlier.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just so I can get it done before then.
All right, well, we'll figure that out when we have to figure that out.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Totally undercuts my saying you get the podcast the day we record it.
In the exception of this.
Whatever, it's the end of the year. Deal with it.
It'll still be released early there.
Good enough.
All right, we'll be back.
Ho, 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 Space Cats.